old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on a barrel and they're talking about bourbon. Talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of Central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bold Brothers.
Man, it's been too long since we've heard that, J-Bo.
It's been a long time.
It has been, and it's not like we haven't been busy. I mean, we have been extremely busy.
We've been doing a lot of two-shot stuff, but we haven't done a lot of two-shot recording. So I'm glad we're on the other side now. We can do the recording.
I got to tell you, though, I am super excited about our new home. This is a place where when we bring guests in, Jeremy, this is a place we can take a lot of pride in. It's been built with a lot of TLC.
A lot of TLC.
And it's really, truly a place that we can just for a long time take a lot of pride in.
Heck yeah. I mean, we had to move from our old location because they sold the building. And, you know, we figured since they're putting a boutique in, we probably should move out, you know. So we still had the key, but and then we landed in an even better place. So
yeah, I have a feeling that you and me in boutiques
would not mix well.
But we're excited today because the cool thing is we get to give a lot of thanks and appreciation for our first show back to the two dudes that made it possible to have our new home right here in the heart of Bourbon Country, Main Street, Lebanon, Kentucky. We want to welcome in our friends Dallas Robinson and Sean Woodyard.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
You got to love it. When you do sound effects, you got to make sure you hit the right button. Because yes. That time we got crickets, we got wah, wah, wah,
yeah,
and
you're
we
rusty.
Got a fly. So you got a little bit of everything.
You're rusty. You're rusty.
It is, man. I've got too many color codes to work on over. But welcome in, guys. Good to have you all on Two Shots.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So I got to know, first of all, man, this building is a monstrous building. And you guys afforded us the opportunity to have what, it's like this building was meant to have a Two Shots studio in it. Dallas, you and I had talked about months ago. You knew that we did Two Shots, and we threw, I think it was you that said, hey, listen, I'm working on a new building in Marion County. You guys need a place to have a podcast. And by that point in time, I know it was a little bit of time before it came into fruition to having this building. And so in the meantime, we located at Sunnyside. I reached out to you and I said, Dallas, we're homeless. And you said, I've got you a home. And so tell us, this place is awesome, though.
Yeah, Sean and I both are, like, we're dreamers. We're, like, eternal optimists. And when we see something, we see the best in it. And we saw that this building in downtown Lebanon is something that needed to stay. And not just stay, but continue to improve and attract really good people. And you guys, honestly, it was right when we closed, you guys reached out. I was like, man, those are two good dudes. It'd be fantastic for them to be around and be around as much as they want to be around. And you're right. This building's 30,000 square feet.
Wow.
Jeez. You know, built in 1919. And it is an endless void for us to spend all sorts of time and creativity and a little bit of money now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, super excited about it.
We can take credit for giving y'all a place to be, but y'all have turned this into an amazing little spot.
It's cool,
you walk
man.
In here and you walk in this little room, these two rooms, and you're just like, you want to be here.
Right. It's cool, man. We had most of this stuff, but we had nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
And now we have a place to call home, and everything that we had just fit perfect into these two rooms. And, man, it's just, we're so happy to be here.
I mean, I will definitely admit, I walked in here a couple times when y'all were here, and I was like, man, I wonder, I just wanted to see how y'all was going to do it. I mean, just seeing this right here, it's this table and everything. Only thing I see, though, is should be an ISC right there.
Yeah, that's true.
An ISC stamp should be right there.
That's true.
So we with that, we should say give a special thanks to DNA Barrel Barrel Bargains.
Yes, definitely.
Because Daniel and his wife, Ada Shortridge, it really did some magic. We've got a brand new studio table that is, I'll put it up honestly against anybody's. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. And Woodyard, you should take a lot of pride in this table too. You're an independent stave guy. I know you mentioned the barrel, but all of the barrel heads that are used on this table are reclaimed ISC barrel heads. All of the staves and the chairs that have been produced are ISC. So really, it's a combination of the best of both worlds. You've got really two players, you guys, and especially in the bourbon business, Canton Coopers, especially in the wine business, and it's really blended together to bring out what I think is a masterpiece.
But the craft that they did right here with this barrel and this table, I mean, I just wish the people could really see.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. We dreamt it up, but we never thought it would come out this cool ever.
No,
never.
No. And I got to tell you, and Jeremy, you can affirm this. Daniel Shortridge and his wife Ada are great, unbelievably great people. They're located in Bourbon Country, Bardstown, and so we encourage you to go out there on their Facebook page. Because honestly, they're quality people first and foremost.
Good stuff.
And they do great work. So we're this is cool. This is good stuff. And we appreciate what they did for us. By the way, Dallas, I know the craftsman and the ingenuity that you have. You appreciate that I was able to put up the barrel save light all by myself. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm just glad we didn't have an intern.
You know, so a confession, I'm a little bit concerned, though. I'm a little bit concerned, and I had visions in my head. What if that light were to fall on this beautiful glass top table that is a two shot? So I was a little bit concerned about that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about you guys, and specifically this partnership, because Dallas, I got to know you a few years ago when you came to town. It was a big part of Marion County High School, made a difference in the lives of so many kids. And, you know, I've told you this, when I found out you were going into the insurance business, I was a little bit saddened because of the difference that you made daily in the lives of kids. Woodyard, we've gotten to know each other a little bit since we've been doing this project, but I'm interested, and I'll hear both of your all stories, how this partnership came together.
Let me go first.
It doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, so I've known Sean because I coached at Lexington Christian Academy for years. I was inducted in the Coaching Hall of Fame at Lexington Christian Academy, and I was living just outside of Lexington, coaching at Berea College and LCA. And I had a facility, a gym, what would be considered a gym, but more of a personal training facility there in Lexington. And Sean Woodyard would come up there. This is probably about 2009.
Yep, 2009.
Yeah, so about 2009. And he would come up there with a bunch of other fighters. They would train at Reaction MMA. And then they would do some strength conditioning, some treadmill crawls and runs and all the other crazy stuff they did right there at our facility. So I got to know Sean, and a lot of my college friends would always say, and I don't know how else to describe Sean better than this, a really good dude that works really hard. He's incredibly honest, and he roots everyone else on. And that's what they would say about Sean. That was it. And when I got to start knowing Sean more on a personal level once I moved back to Marion County, one of the first things Sean said to me, he saw me and said, "Hey, I know who you are, and you know we're friends with Jason, we're friends with Joe, and you have no idea how lucky these kids and how lucky this school system is to have you." And that's Sean, tried and true, gonna root someone on.
Right.
And if someone's going through a hard time, he's going to pick them up. And so Sean and I just continue to cultivate that relationship. Friends of friends, go back a long time, you know, all the way back to Sean's fighting days. I mean, like legal fighting days, like in a cage, in a cage, not in the street. And, you know, and I used to play around some with the MMA gyms as well, because a lot of my buddies were into that scene, and I was like, man, I'll just be like Hulk Hogan. I'll just clothesline you guys and drop kick. And they're like, no, that's not how you do it. I'm like, well, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
I ran into Dallas, let's see, in Camelsville, I'd say probably 5-6 years ago. And I've not seen him in a while, because the last time I'd seen him, I was fighting for or training for a title fight up at the Hint Center. And that's the facility that he had owned. It was a really nice facility. And Dallas was known as the guy that could – there was this treadmill they had, this huge, huge treadmill. It would go 25 miles an hour. It was a big, huge – he was the guy that could run faster than anybody on the treadmill.
Really?
And everybody always like, well, he's an Olympic. He's an Olympic. You know, he's the – you know, so – and that's how I knew Dallas. And Dallas is always a good guy and always helped, you know, a lot of his friends out. And that's kind of how I knew Dallas. And then I remember when I sent him in Kellensville, I was like, what are you doing down here? Like, last time I seen him was in Lexington. That's the only I knew him from was Lexington. Like, why are you in Kellensville? And he had told me that he was the AD of Marion County. And I just thought, man, that's, yeah, they're lucky. And ever since then, you know, we talked about it. And I approached him because I know Dallas, he had that gym up there. And I approached him. I said, man, I would love to get this building, you know, and this was probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at that time, neither one of us was really in, you know, in our lives. We was able to do that in our lives at that time. We had a lot going on. He had a lot going on. And then I'd say last year, beginning of last year, I think it was, I was like, he reached out to me and said, hey, you still interested? And I said, man, I've been interested for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I actually lived in the bottom of this gym about 10 really? Years ago. Yeah. So I thought it was always a dream of mine to have this building, like always a dream. And he said, and I said, yeah, let's do it. So, it's been a very long process for us. People don't understand a lot of things we had to go through to get this building. And now we're here, and it's exciting. And I'm glad to be able to take this journey with him.
It's awesome. It's kind of cool to see two little bitty guys buying a gym so they can bulk up a little bit.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a comment about me and you for a second.
Yeah, well, I was trying to defer. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I've got a question first for Dallas and then for Woodyard. Dallas, what is one solid positive thing each and every day that Woodyard brings to this operation? And then likewise, Woodyard, what is one solid day in and day out thing that Dallas Robinson brings? Dallas Robinson first.
Yeah, that's hard just because you said one. And, I don't know. I mean, this is our show. I can break all the rules.
Right.
Yeah, so, absolutely. You do whatever. Sean, I mean, this is your place. Yeah. This is your place,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he brings passion and consistency. I know that's two, and they're not necessarily correlated to one another, but he's here in the morning. He's here in
lunchtime.
Yep. He's here in the evening. And he's incredibly – Sean doesn't do anything unless he's passionate about it. He never, ever, ever goes through the motions. And if so, you don't know he's doing it. I'm not wired that way. If I'm going through the motions, you can tell. Like, you can tell I'm literally just going through the motions. I'm marching in formation because I'm told I need to march in formation.
Yeah.
And I have the ability to do that, and Sean doesn't. Sean lives in the moment. He lives half now, never in the past, and half in the future.
That's
cool.
Dang, man. That was awfully good. What yard? The pressure's on, man.
No, it's pretty easy. I'd say leadership. Definitely leadership. He, you know, I reached out to him. An interesting story. We're in a group text with Amber, and she, I don't care to share this, she runs the front desk, and she does a really good job.
Kudos,
she
Amber. Talks, right.
She, you know, she does a really good job. And we had talked about something like, hey, you know, we want to do you this. You know, I want to make an executive decision, and this is what we're going to do for you, Amber. I said, Dallas, are you okay with that? Dallas was like, you've made an executive. So I was like, I know. But so, I mean, any time I'm going to do something, just because he kind of keeps me on my toes. Like, you know, like, I'm quick to respond to things, and you know, is this right? But, you know, I think, well, Dallas is probably going to have – he's going to tell me whether the good and the bad thing about this. Mm-hmm. And you know, so, hey, before we do this, you need to look at it like this. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I didn't look at it like it, all right. So, and he does that, and that's why I really do kind of reach out to him. So I would definitely say the leadership he brings to it.
Dang.
That's true, man. I mean, when I brought situations up to Dallas, he'll always give you the good and the bad. And it's not stuff you think about. I mean, we appreciate you doing that as well. Like when you told Jim you're going to shock yourself if you play with the light switch. Jim didn't think about that. Jim did not think about that. And sure enough, he got shocked.
No, actually what Dallas told me is just like, man, it's a long drive to the building. I'll be there tomorrow. So essentially he told me,
don't do it.
Don't do it on a Saturday. I'll be there tomorrow. We will make sure it's done right. And you do not get shocked
right
on my property.
Yes, that's what he meant. That's what he meant.
I did not listen, needless to say. All right, boys, this is so cool. I'm having a great time. It is so good to be back in the studio.
It's good to have people around.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, man, this is good. I love hanging out with two great partners because you can just feel the camaraderie that these two guys have.
Big things are coming with these boys.
Yeah, for sure. Stick around. More Two Shots on the way.
Hey, that was pretty good.
This is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big O Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling in Big O Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You run. Know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely. Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big O Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Tired of paying rent? Do you dream of owning your own home? Now's the time to make that dream a reality. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Have you outgrown your current home? Need more space? Or just the opposite? Are you looking to downsize? Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Whether buying or selling, now is the time. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns Realtor, Exit Realty Bluegrass, 270-402-4036. Call or text Lisa Kearns, the helpful agent.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour, Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor, and Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 870-692-0021.
Hey, the Bowl Brothers are back in action, and we could not do it without our good buddy Terry Woolley. And what a comeback Terry Woolley is making, J-Bo.
Hey, the little birdie told me he has a new CD coming out very soon. Possibly a Christmas album, possibly a religious album. I hope he does both.
Absolutely, and right now he's got so many great songs out there. You can check them all out on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. You can go and get all of the music from Terry Woolley, or you can go to his website. That is terrywoolley.com. He's a great friend of Two Shots on a Barrel. We love that guy. Go check him out today.
That's right. It's terrywoolley.com.
Didn't take me long, couple years or so. Decided to make a brand.
Hey, it's the Bowl Brothers for Sunnyside Saloon. What's Sunnyside Saloon? It is just the best Airbnb in bourbon country. It's located at 125 North Depot Street in Lebanon, Kentucky. And J-Bo, it's also the home for Two Shots on a Barrel.
We love this place, and I'm sure you're going to love it as well, especially if you're on the bourbon trail hitting all the distilleries. This is the perfect place to drop your bourbon off, stay the night, and do it all again the next day.
If you want more information on Sunnyside Saloon, it's easy. Go to the World Wide Web, sunnysidesaloon.com. You'll be able to check it all out, make your reservations, and then spend your time in bourbon country while resting in the prime spot that is Sunnyside Saloon. Are we having fun? The first show back in forever. You don't have anything, J-Bo? How about that? I bet you do now, don't you?
I hear you, buddy.
This is fun though, man. We are back, and we were talking off the air, J-Bo. This is home, man.
It
already feels like home. We were talking about, and we were so grateful to Sunnyside and the opportunity that Erica Barnes and Jackie Burleson gave us with an opportunity to be able to bring guests in a cool environment. But honestly, what Sean Woodyard and Dallas Robinson are doing with this studio is essentially taking it to that next level.
That's right. So if you're wondering where we are, we're above Lebanon Health and Fitness in Lebanon, right on Main Street. If you're beside Rigetti's looking at this building, we're right behind the streetlight. I mean, it's right there. If you look out the window, the streetlight's right there. We're on the other side. And you'll probably see us drinking bourbon in the windowsills every once in a while.
You know, so what does the street sign say right there, J-Bo?
Depot.
Is it like Depot in Maine or just Depot?
I don't know.
All right. So the only thing that I think that can make it so much cooler is if it, like, the Main Street said Jimbo, because, you know, Maine is...
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then Depot would say J-Bo.
Yeah. Dallas, can we make that happen? You think?
Oh, yeah, it's done.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. So, we've already talked about it. We're going to have a show for each of you all individually, because both of you guys have cool individual stories to tell. I mean, you really do. Dallas Robinson, when people talk Dallas Robinson, instantaneously, I remember, you know my sweetheart daughter, Caroline, and I remember Caroline coming home, "Daddy, we got a new guy at the high school, and he's this Olympian." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, Daddy, he's an Olympian. Dallas Robinson, bobsled Olympian." How crazy is that? And completely a million other parts of when you unpeel the onion of Dallas Robinson. And then you think Woodyard, and you think somebody that is like, I never ever want to make mad in my life because I hear...
He's a big teddy bear. Come on. He wouldn't hurt you.
Because I hear all these MMA stories and this MMA fighter and all these things. But there's so much more to what Sean Woodyard is that we get to. So individually speaking, to be able to have both of you guys in for an individual show is going to be something special. But in a nutshell, Dallas Robinson, how did you get to where you are now? Just like the summary of Dallas Robinson, this point in your life, without with knowing that we're going to have like an hour episode of Dallas Robinson, the guy. But for those that are listening in, are like, okay, Two Shots has got a new home. It's on Main Street. It's in Bourbon Country. It's two guys named Dallas Robinson and Sean Woodyard. But who is this Dallas Robinson dude?
Yeah, that's hard. Elevator pitch.
You guys were not expecting these types of questions. No, you were just expecting to come in and drink bourbon and just chill and have fun, right? Yeah. That's not how J-Bo works.
I just want to thank you to keep asking him the questions first. Yeah,
I appreciate that. To elevator pitch, current destination, it is hard. I ended up here because my grandparents had a farm at the corner of LaRue, Marion, Nelson, and Taylor. And my grandfather's buried in the Lebanon Cemetery.
Did not know that. And I know a lot about you, Dallas Robinson. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. He was a World War II vet, Korean War vet, Vietnam vet. And he worked 25 more years at General Electric. And halfway through that stint, he wanted to get back to farming. He'd always dreamt to get back to farming. He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. His last name is Wallen, and that's my middle name. And there's some other famous people from around that Chattanooga area. But last name of Wallen.
Little Morgan.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so halfway through that stint, he found this farm, a couple hundred acres. And we moved a lot growing up. And between every move, every summer, every break, every Christmas, we always came back to the farm. So my parents were a bit gypsies, you know, from Jersey to Louisville to Florida to Chicago, but we always came back home. And so as soon as I stopped traveling with, you know, my 6 years in the Army and my 10 years on Team USA and all my time overseas, the one thing I wanted to do was come back home. And my grandfather passed in 96. He bought the farm in 75, but he only got to actively farm it for about 10 years. So he spent his entire life trying to buy that farm, and then he had onset of Alzheimer's. So then my grandmother was there. And when I got back from service, I came out to visit, noticed the farm had been for sale for about a year and a half. And I was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army, and was making about $2,800 a month. And
big bucks,
and single, and I just wanted to be there for my nonny, so got the farm appraised, paid appraisal. My mortgage was $2,200, my pay was $2,800, and the bank looked at me and said, "We think you'll figure it out." so fast forward 6-7 years, we're here. Sean and I own this you know beautiful downtown building, and you know I want to thank you guys because Sean and I both, you know, we're the kind of people that just openly give, openly give, openly give, openly forgive. And it means a lot, like when you're rooted in a community like that and you're rooted in service, to give someone something and to be a giving tree and then make something far better than you could ever imagine from it. And I feel like I did that with the farm. I feel like I did that with my education from EKU and my military career.
Go Colonels, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And a lot more to that, but you guys made something incredible, and I truly mean it when I said, you know, when you asked, hey, can we come over there, I said we can't have too many good people in this building, and that's awesome. You guys will continue to attract more good people and continue to motivate us, so that's how we ended up here.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
So I'm continuing to learn a lot of things, a lot more, and I look forward to learning a lot more things because I know there's so much more to know. You know, one of the cool things about you is your beautiful bride. And again, those are all things that when we get into that individual episode with Dallas Robinson, that we get to kind of unpeel those layers, J-Bo.
She's a bigger athlete than he is.
She is.
Good grief.
Yes, she is.
Wait a second.
She is.
Wait a second. She's not bigger. She's better.
Better. I mean, she walked back there when we were moving furniture in this back room, and she saw that I was struggling. She came over with one arm and carried it. She's went through my eyes. She's bigger. She's stronger.
Yeah. So my wife, she grew up in a French Canadian community, grew up just north of Montana. I mean, I'm talking in the middle of nowhere. And what people think where I live is the middle of nowhere. She grew up in the middle of nowhere. She graduated with six kids in her graduating class.
Wow.
I'm not going to get into too much of how you become a world champion, an Olympian, and you didn't have high school sports.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's by pure determination. Yeah. And I can't count how many times out on our farm, our little shed that we turned into a weight room, that I have to go in there. I'm like, Chelsea, you left weight on the bar again. And I have to take weight off the deadlift. and she's 100 pounds less than me. I'm like 250. And,
wow.
I mean, she's a buck 40. And, yeah, she is. She's incredible.
I've had small conversation with her. And literally, we just had conversation. She does seem an amazing person. Like, yeah. Definitely.
Well, that again, that's the cool part, because we get to learn all that once we do the individual episodes. Woodyard, you know, it's your turn now. in a nutshell, who is Sean Woodyard?
Are you sure you don't want to wait till the next episode?
Dude.
I don't know. I think Sean Woodyard is a guy that that's been built on losses. That's what I can say. I've been built on losses. I feel like every time I've lost, I've felt strong and come back stronger. I don't know. It's hard to talk about it. I literally am blessed. Like I think God has just put a lot of good people in my life, and that is what has helped me. For an example, Dallas, when he said, just this is just an example of now, he said, hey, two shot guys are gonna come in, we're gonna do this for them, we're gonna paint the walls, we're gonna do this. I was like, how much rent they gonna pay? Well, they're not. And I seen his heart right there. And I was like, wow, you know. And to be honest, I thought it was the greatest decision, that one of the best decisions we made. Just by what y'all bring, and when I see y'all come through, and just I love being around positive people, and I think that's what God has done for me. He's put a lot of positive people in my life, because I took a lot of losses, and any time that, if for anybody that's ever listening out there, if you ever take a loss, it's probably the best learning experience you'll ever take. And a lot of losses I've taken have probably been because of me, but I'm a barrel boy. I've been working the Kentucky Cooperage for 17 years. They offered me a chance when I was in 2005, when I was in a really, really low spot in my life, to be able to come part of a part of something where I can come in with a backbone, because that's all I had. Not really a whole lot of smarts or school or anything, but I had a strong backbone, and I can come in there and make money and build a career. And so that's what I did. I come in there and I worked many hours. You know, worked hard. Made really good money, did decent with my money, made a lot of good decisions, had a lot of good people in my life still, and just kept moving forward. And, you know, and in 2011, Barry Shoemaker gave me a chance to become a supervisor and lead some guys. And I was able to lead some guys and do really well, and just kept going with it, you know, and stayed in the bourbon industry and learned everything I could to make a barrel, to fix a barrel, to from the ugly piece of wood that comes out from the yard to make it into a craft like you see right here at this table. So just, I don't know, I've just been blessed, and that's what's got me here, and got me the people that I met, and then run into Dallas and done good with my money, and actually had a good partner, and I'm pretty happy where I'm at.
Would the 20-year-old Sean Woodyard see this version of the now X-year-old Sean Woodyard?
No. Nope. The 20-year-old version would probably be proud.
Yeah.
I think he'd be proud. Like, you know, the 20-year-old version of Sean Woodyard would have never even imagined this.
Yeah.
Not even comprehend that this was possible.
Your 20-year-old Woodyard probably playing like me. I didn't plan for 40. I didn't think I was going to make it.
No,
I didn't think I was going to be there.
I did not, for sure. That's
I promise you.
And definitely not. I can't even. And like I said, we'll save that for the next one. But I just think, you know, just the losses I've taken and just continually praying and just working hard and just is what's got me where I'm at. You know, I feel like I have somebody looking over me all the time, because there is no way I should be where I'm at, and it's a blessing to me and the people that's in my life. It's been a very, very good blessing.
One thing I know about Sean that you know, that I'm glad I can now call him a friend, is if you go to a soccer field, a baseball field, basketball court, wherever, he is sitting there talking to the kids. He is there. He's there. That. Not only does he take them to professional soccer games like you did yesterday, he takes them out to eat. And it's not just his kids. He takes all the kids.
I can see that.
Definitely. I mean, he's highly invested in the communities, especially the kids. And I appreciate that, man.
Good stuff. I just feel like we got to give back to what's given to us. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I moved to Lebanon when I was 14, and I was one of these bad kids that you looked at when they walked in the store. Let's see what he's doing. You know, I was one of those kids. But a lot of people didn't turn their back on me. I don't know, Coach G. I don't know if y'all remember Coach G.
Oh, absolutely.
If you know Coach G, Coach Robbins.
Yes.
If you remember Coach Robbins.
Yes, yes.
Sergeant Major Sininger. I mean, just a lot of people in my life, you know, in this community saved me.
So you were one of those kids that it would have been easy to say, this kid's not going to be anything.
This kid's not going to be anything. And, you know, a lot of those guys, I remember Sergeant Major. Well, Coach G, I was probably 105 pounds soaking wet, a junior in high school, and Coach G said, you should play football. You sure? And he put me in the weightlifting program, and, you know, I gained 20 pounds. So, you know, I was 120. You know, that's small when you think about it, but from a 100-pound kid to 120.
Yeah, that's legit.
So, you know, football, and I don't know, I've always been, even though I wasn't born here, I feel like I'm embedded here. You know, this community has been amazing to me, and I couldn't leave it. You know, my parents moved when I was a senior in high school to Boyle County, and I couldn't leave. I stayed here, and I slept, you know, some of my friends' houses, and I went to high school here, and I just couldn't leave it. I couldn't leave this county, and this community, I couldn't leave it. And so I feel like for this community giving what it's given to me, I want to be able to give back.
You do it.
You feel like we've got two must-listen-to future episodes?
I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait.
I mean, seriously, great stories about two great dudes with really different backgrounds, but have come together to form a pretty darn cool bond and a partnership that is right here.
Now, when we come back, we need to talk about the plans for this big, huge building. There's big plans coming. You do not want to miss this.
Yeah, so stick around. No more Two Shots on a Barrel on the way. We're going to find out. Again, 1919, I think, is what Dallas Robinson said about this building. And boy, a lot of future left in it. Stick around. Two Shots on the way.
I did my whole series.
Hey, this is Jim Bo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy Jay Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big O' Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling in Big O' Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions, Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know, another cool thing about Billy Taft, he loves bourbon and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely. Sure. Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big O' Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Tired of paying rent? Do you dream of owning your own home? Now is the time to make that dream a reality. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036.
Have you outgrown your current home, need more space, or just the opposite? Are you looking to downsize? Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Whether buying or selling, now is the time. Call Lisa, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns Realtor, Exit Realty Bluegrass, 270-402-4036. Call or text Lisa Kearns, the helpful agent.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Hey, the Bow Brothers are back in action, and we could not do it without our good buddy Terry Woolley. And what a comeback Terry Woolley is making, J-Bo.
Hey, the little birdie told me he has a new CD coming out very soon, possibly a Christmas album, possibly a religious album. I hope he does both.
Absolutely, and right now he's got so many great songs out there. You can check them all out on Spotify, iTunes, you name it. You can go and get all of the music from Terry Woolley, or you can go to his website. That is terrywoolley.com. He's a great friend of Two Shots on a Barrel. We love that guy. Go check him out today.
That's right. It's terrywoolley.com.
Didn't take me long, couple years, so decided to make a brand new.
Hey, it's the Bow Brothers for Sunnyside Saloon. What's Sunnyside Saloon? It is just the best Airbnb in Bourbon Country. It's located at 125 North Depot Street in Lebanon, Kentucky. And J-Bo, it's also the home for Two Shots on a Barrel.
We love this place, and I'm sure you're going to love it as well, especially if you're on the Bourbon Trail hitting all the distilleries. This is the perfect place to drop your bourbon off, stay the night, and do it all again the next day.
If you want more information on Sunnyside Saloon, it's easy. Go to the World Wide Web, sunnysidesaloon.com. You'll be able to check it all out, make your reservations, and then spend your time in Bourbon Country while resting in the prime spot that is Sunnyside Saloon.
Good, I think that's what you say, J-Bo. You still don't have anything?
There you go.
Dude, there's too many buttons to
push on
here.
I know.
I'm rusty, J-Bo.
That's fine. It's like, I'm drinking, so it don't matter.
You know, our last show was a true American, T.J. Downs.
I love T.J.
And so it's so cool to be back in the studio. A brand new, spanking, like, cool Two-Shot studio. Can you feel the excitement?
You know what's cool when your studio is in a building called the Pearl of Lebanon?
I feel like I'm on the... I mean, you know what I feel like I'm on?
Crack? I don't know, man.
For some reason, and I hope this is not... I feel like the Pearl of Lebanon. Was there something to do with a pearl on the Titanic?
Yes, that was her name, I believe.
That's what I'm like. But this building is not going to sink.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a block long. It's not going anywhere.
All right, so we got to give some love to our friends Daryl McCauley.
Don McCauley.
Daryl and Don, they are great. So we got to tell the story. They helped us out with some... essentially a bourbon, what do you call it, bourbon bar?
Yeah, it's a bar.
That we went down on a Sunday, I believe it was, to pick it up. Jeremy, we were down there for, what would you say, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Easy.
And they filled us with so many exquisite bourbons that I almost wanted to stay all day.
We almost
had to stay all day.
We almost had to go to church again. because we threw it down. They don't play around. They have every kind of bourbon you can think of.
They were bringing out like all kinds of unique bourbons, what I would call unicorns.
Yes.
And a Japanese bourbon, which it was
really
the very
good.
First time I'd ever had a Japanese bourbon. Tell everybody about why we love Daryl and Don.
Well, I loved them a whole lot more before we unloaded that bar. That was a horrible experience, but I wish Daryl was here to carry it up the steps for me.
My wife could have done it.
She could have. She really could have. You saw the aftermath. I was sick for about a day. In that
so
bar
I pit. Didn't have to. That was actually you and David Wheatley that
yes.
brought it up, and I know that you were talking about what a tour it was. It looks great
it
in
does.
our guest
great.
Area of the new studios, but those are great people. Don McCauley, tell us about her legal services.
Look, if you're wanting an attorney, go get you an attorney. But if you want a bulldog attorney, somebody yeah. that's not going to be pushed around,
bulldog.
Yes, I'm telling you, she will not. Back down to anybody. I don't care how big you are or your stature in life. She's going to come at you, and she's going to get you every dollar you deserve. Don McCauley Law Service, I'm telling you, she will fight for whatever you need her to fight for.
She'll whoop your butt if you
I
want
don't
her
mess
to.
With I've seen her in the gym.
I like to see her and Woodyard together.
They, oh, my gosh.
That'd be a nice little tangle right there.
Hey, I'm done. I'll tap out.
She's tough, man. She's tough. So.
All right, so we're with Dallas Robinson, Sean Woodyard. This has been a great show. I've really enjoyed it. And the cool part, Jeremy, is I look forward to finding out more about these guys on an individual basis.
Right. And one thing, we're real excited. We finally got the studio up. We got to put a few more things up. But I'm also excited about the future of this building. Right next door, they have taken on this undertaking like none other. It's going to be called the, I just blanked, it's a ballroom, the Ramsey Ballroom, okay? It's amazing, Jim. Have you been in there lately?
I have been. I've been in there today. The dream, the coolest part is the dream, the vision that these two guys have of this ballroom.
Right.
And all of the uses of it, but there's nobody better than to tell us about it than these two guys. So I'll throw it out to whoever wants to talk about it. But the concept of what's going to be going on in there,
it's
J-Bo,
amazing.
And the cool part for us is it's right next door.
Oh, yes.
So take it away.
Yeah, so with a building this size, you need room for storage, right? So we have 8 fully furnished with cleaning service executive apartments here
uh-huh.
that a lot of local industry rents and that's part of the business model of this building is continue to support local industry, local tourism, and the community. One of the storage units was upstairs. I don't know why you carry things upstairs to store it because we have a large basement downstairs. We can store stuff. But it has 22-foot ceilings, 3 massive windows, looking at downtown, beautiful white brick walls, exposed wood ceilings. And, you know, one of the first things when I saw that, I didn't see a storage facility. I saw something really cool, like Great Gatsby style
yes.
ballroom.
Yeah.
So I say that to Sean, and Sean's like, cool.
Well, I like it.
Let's immediately host a father-daughter dance.
I love it.
Seriously.
That's the first thing he thought of.
Seriously.
Not an Airbnb.
That's awesome, yes. man.
Yeah, not an Airbnb, not a super cool downtown early 1900s executive style loft, not anything, not a pool table. He thought of a place that fathers could take their daughters to.
A true awesome, man. Dad right
and,
there.
And sell tickets and figure out a way to raise money for local charities.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
I think
it's awesome.
It's gonna be a good scene for us. I think. Dallas is the one that basically discovered the fluorine and everything. It's just like this terrible particle board, and he's just like saying, "It's like I think there's hardwood flooring under here." And I was like, "What?" And we peeled it up, and I mean, I think it's gonna be a really nice spot for us. And I've actually brought the economic developer up here. To look at it, and I really see some really big things happening with that room, and just something for people to be able to come to and make something happen.
Now, are you going to rent this out to, like, say, a small wedding, small receptions? Is that something that's a possibility?
Well, right now, we're basically just waiting to just try to get it finished and just see. I know we're going to do a father-daughter's dance. I think you have came up with something
yourself. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from there, if it does okay, if Lebanon wants it to be that, it is. If not, it'll be a studio apartment. And
so Sean hit the nail on the head. We're basically building and improving this building with an open slate, and how will the community use it, and how will the community respond to it, and we'll adapt accordingly. So that room is ours to give the community, and our hope is that it's incredible, and the community will have far better ideas than Sean and I could ever have.
The people that came in and built this table said, will it be ready in August? Because I'm having a baby shower. I need a place, and this is perfect. And it's not even finished. And she's already wanting to have a baby shower in there. So she's like, who do I call? And I'm like, well, here you go. So, I mean, it's already, all they got to do is see it, and they're going to want it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, it's bizarre because, like, design and style is very cyclical. And it seems like every 20, 30 years, things change.
Mm-hmm.
Exposed brick. I think it was beautiful in 1919. I think it was beautiful in 1960, and it's beautiful now. White oak hardwood floors that are 100 years old. The trees they were harvested from probably 100 years prior, so a couple hundred years old. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, we're really, really excited to show the roots and the inner workings of the studio and of this building. And it is right next door to the Two Shot Studio.
Right next door.
Right yeah. next door. It shares a wall. So there's a Two-Shot Studio, and then just outside of it, there's a large upstairs where a lot of the efficiency apartments are. There's a large seating area as well.
Yeah,
and then that feeds into this ballroom, and it's incredible.
You know, one of the things we've talked about is like a tasting type of bourbon event. Where, you know, you have bourbon tastings out in the actual lobby area that you guys are talking about, and leading into some type of event that's in the Ramsey
yep.
Ballroom.
Did you say gala?
Gala,
yes.
Yeah, gala.
Did you say gala?
I like gala. Gala would be nice. I think gala would be wonderful.
But, you know, when I think it was Jeremy that told me first, because you had kind of given that vision to Jeremy, right, about what was going to go on in this room. I'm like, geez, Louise,
it's beautiful.
This is absolutely beautiful. You know, one of the things I'm hearing Woodyard, and he comes in with his tats and his like muscles exposed God. And stuff
it's
like that.
It's got unicorns on it, too. Have you seen the unicorns and the yeah. tutus and stuff on it? Yeah.
And one of the cool things that people don't realize that, you know, when we've been working on the Two Shot Studio, we've gotten to know his two kids.
Oh yes,
and so when he talks about having this father daughter dance thing as the first event in the Ramsey ballroom, you're like, man, I see this.
Yeah,
right.
They come in here and just sit with us. They come in here and just sit with us. My son's in here. They come sit with us.
By the way, your son is, Branson likes him. He is such a good kid.
Salem.
Such a good kid.
Salem went home and told his mom about his new best friend. So, I mean.
Like, I wish I had this many best friends.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So what else? I mean, Woodyard, you guys, you know, you've got, ultimately, the I guess on the main floor down here, though, it is a fitness center. Yes. I mean, that's where, and that's the thing that I've seen, Woodyard. You guys are picking up more and more members every day. Why is that?
I don't know. I guess my opinion is just I feel like we're making our goal is to put a place where everybody can come and enjoy working out and enjoy fitness and you know, and maybe it has to do with, you know, me and Dallas and our background, but I just feel like we're trying to make a place happen where everybody, not just young, not just older, but just everybody can come to a facility where it's respected and, you know, and like, hey, I'm going to go there. I'm going to get a good workout. These guys know about fitness. You know, if I go there, am I going to be lost? You know what I'm saying? Am I not going to be confused? Are they going to have everything I need? And that's our goal. You know, we y'all see what we've done to the front desk. We tore it out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got rid of it. And we're fixing to put a really good cardio position there. We're not stopping. We're not stopping. Me and Dallas have a vision of a place downtown where people can come and just enjoy, you know, working out and just feel comfortable and not feel judged. Not feel, you know, am I good enough to be in there? You know, is these type of people going to be in here? This and that. Look, if you come here and you don't feel comfortable, let us know.
Right.
We want to make you comfortable because, you know, it's our goal to just make everyone just feel very comfortable where we're at and not be singled out and not feel, you know, and we're the women's gym. We have a women's gym that's in the dungeon. You know, a lot of women, they come to work out. They want to feel safe. And that's our goal. You know, we're making it mid-level, and that's actually in the process. You know, yeah. I was kind of like holding back, and Dallas like, nah, let's do it. And he's done tore out dang wall and everything, and he's like, oh, we need to do it. And I think, you know, as time – we're not – if anybody has been coming to this facility knows that they see there's construction every day, and we apologize, but it's for the good.
It's progress, though.
Yes.
Right?
One thing that's cool about this place is – you know, you cater to not just athletes, you cater to the older generations as well. You have, seniors, your group, the senior Snickers?
Silver, Silver Snickers.
Silver Snickers,
said Reed, not me, by the way.
So we have Silver Snickers all the way to, you know, yoga. You have, what is it with Altria?
Altria kills.
By the way,
she does.
Altria Calhoun. If you're listening, girl, you kill it. Please.
She does.
Good job. She cares about, you know, the community. She's really strong in the community. She cares about everybody. She's done so many different events throughout the community. And you know, from people that just can barely lift a dumbbell, that can barely dang near walk.
Right.
She's there to help them. And for the people that are just really to put it all in, she's there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
She's in between, you know, so she does a really good job, and she's been a very, very good leader for us.
You can get on Facebook and check out Lebanon Health Fitness and see all the classes, what times, and it's free if you're a member. Of course. It's like $7 if you're not.
If you're not a member, $7. Come try out the classes.
Yeah.
If it's not for you, but I'm pretty sure as soon as you do.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that I am a member of Lebanon Health and Fitness.
He hasn't been once.
I don't believe it now, do you? He walks in the building. Just kidding.
He walks fast.
You got me, Woodyard, man. Hey, but I got the little card. By the way, I need a new little key thing.
Hey, I think I got it down. Amber's taught me.
That's it.
But his daughter kills it, though.
My daughter absolutely kills it. That's
she'll
sure.
have him in here before you know it.
Yeah, for sure. Man.
Now, it's also a 24-hour gym.
Well, and so Amber basically is the, so we talked about Autria, and, you know, we can talk about Taylor Wade and Pam and all these other.
Whoa, back up there a step, my brother. Taylor Wade has something to do with this place? T. Wade as
yoga,
as
man.
She was known back in the day in the softball days, T. Wade.
And y'all are missing out. I take her classes, and I'm telling you, I feel like I'm transformed when I leave her classes.
Really?
T.
Wade?
I've reached out to her for you know, programs to where I can, you know, stretch out any type of my body. Because if anybody knows anything about fitness, you know, flexibility is strong. It's probably the most underrated thing, you know, when it comes to fitness is flexibility and what it does for you as far as strength-wise, as far as your health, you know. Her classes are amazing. If y'all ever want to.
She's good.
It helped me be able to tie my shoes easier every morning.
You will be able to breathe while you tie your shoes.
I love it. So, we have an all-star cast, and you know, this is what I said to you guys early on, good people attract good people. And so Amber is almost like, because Sue's still here, and then we have Amber, And
Carly Clark, Pam Schaap. Is that Pam? Hey, I'm telling you, amazing, amazing.
So for a second, though, talk about Sue, because for years and years and years, Sue owned the facility, yeah, right?
Yeah.
And she is still a part of what is here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sue is a vital part of what's still here. Now, she was, and I don't know how she did it. So, you know, I joke with her all the time, and she'll say, well, I feel like I need to do more, and I feel like I need to be here more, and I feel like, and I'm like, Sue, you're like, you can be here anytime you want to.
Right.
Like, yeah. Anytime you want to. And I don't know how Sue did it when Sean and I and the entire team, and we have a full-time Amber, and on and on and on, we have a hard time keeping up with the place.
Yeah.
And Sue did it.
Yes, she did.
And we get to stand on Sue's shoulders, and those shoulders in this building are, you know, 50 foot tall. I mean, it might as well be a skyscraper downtown Lebanon, and she managed to do it, and Sue, she's going to get so mad if she listens to this. Sue just turned 71. Her favorite bourbon's Buffalo Trace.
All right.
Hey, and if you think this woman looks like she's 71, you're damn crazy.
She doesn't.
She's amazing.
Does she even, I mean, honestly, Taylor Woodyard, Wade. I've seen her. She doesn't look 51.
Telling you, like, she's...
Sue was very influential. She was very influential for Sean. And she's been there through numerous great times, hard times. And I've loved getting to know Sue. I mean, we have our sit-downs every Tuesday, Thursday, and she just tells me, you know, the pulse of the building. And, I mean, we're renovating everything.
Yeah.
And that can be really hard for people that built it from the ground up.
Right.
And now we're tearing it down to rebuild it. And she's rooting us on.
Struggle with Sue. I love Sue. I struggle with her, but you know why? Because she treats me like I'm her son. And she talks to me like I'm her son. And I promise you, and I know Sue, and she probably looks at me as I'm her son.
She does.
Because, you know, for 11 years, you know, I lived in the bottom of this gym. And, you know, before the apartment was even up an apartment.
Started at the bottom, and now you're here.
Top floor, baby.
Hey.
You're in the penthouse, Woodyard.
Yes, sir.
You know, again, that's the cool part for those of you guys who are listening to the show. We're going to have individual shows on Dallas Robinson and Sean Woodyard because, I mean, each of those guys have such cool stories
to
tell.
That shit's going
to
go viral.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. That's when it's like all of the people out there is like, I knew Woodyard.
Now, Dallas, a minute ago, you were talking about Amber. You had something you want to talk about Amber about.
Yeah, so in addition to Sue.
She's amazing.
There's a spoke, and Sean and I aren't at the center of that. The community is at the center of it, and Amber is our full-time team member. She, I mean, everything we dump on her, hey, we're moving the desk, and we're going to set up a new computer and a new software, figure it out. I mean, she's tasking drywall crews, electricians.
She's built an apartment. She's,
yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I told Sean, and we spoke about this early on, and we were unsure, do we need a full-time person? And I said from the get-go, we need the right full-time person. What I've discovered in building businesses and building organizations and in the Army and in the Olympics, if you have the right person, you cannot afford not to have that person. And, you know, we had bought this business December 23rd, and we were just getting our bearings. And I felt as if, though, we had someone there all day that not only loved the community but loved fitness and loved the industry and it was passionate, that it would best serve the community here. And Sean, after a couple of weeks, is like, hey, so there's this person, and Dave Weinbrenner referred her to me, and she's hit me up a couple of times. I met with her. She seems all right. You know, would you meet with her? And I met with her, and within 15 minutes, I was like, Sean, like that's our quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. You can play running back. I'll play receiver. I'll get the ball when I need it.
She's throwing Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're catching them.
Yeah.
We're catching them.
And her and Sue get along great. And you guys see her more than you see us.
Right.
And we needed that. we needed someone full-time. Sean works full-time at the Cooperage. You know, I do a few different things, but primarily...
I'm still trying to figure out what he does, by the way. I'm just trying to tell you about this.
Puts out fires. Puts out fires.
He does put out fires.
He does.
You know, I tell you what I do. I go back to the farm every night. So that's where I'm rooted.
Your therapy.
Yeah, in Chelsea and the farm. And, you know, the good Lord said in Genesis, one of the first things he commanded us was rule over this land. Yeah. Rule over the animals, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea. And by rule over, he means be a good ruler, basically be a caregiver. And it's peace out there. But aside from the farm, I work in insurance full-time. You know, like... I'm there when someone has a claim to pay a policy for bluegrass insurance, and you know that's kind of how we pay the bills. And a couple days a week, I'm here. Probably come May, I'll start accepting a couple clients, and Sean will as well. And I told Sean early on with the gym, I've done this a couple times, and this isn't a gym. This is a fitness facility. Lebanon Health and Fitness, that's here to serve the community and enrich the community. And Sean and I are probably the worst clients we would ever want. I mean, Sean's a fighter. He's tatted up, lifts heavy weights, grunts, yells in the gym. I'm an Olympian.
Yeah.
I bend bars. I break things. We're not our ideal clients.
You push things, too.
Yeah. I was a professional push athlete. You know, I officially retired from Team USA in 2017.
Yeah.
Sean and I are not the ideal clients. You know, the ideal client is someone who wants to improve their life, be around a positive environment, and
live longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And smile.
Not even live longer, but live
happier,
quality lifestyle longer.
Yeah,
it's not how long you live; it's how much you lived, and how much you experienced, and how well you lived.
Yeah, I like it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good
and
stuff.
So Sean and I may be the owners, but Amber and Sue run the show. Autria is the soul behind everything. And,
if people really knew how much I reach out to her, like she, Autria, is this the right decision? Hold on, let me think about it. She's
legit. Well,
they welcomed us into this, into the family. And
But I got to tell you, it's kudos to you two guys, though, because you guys understood what an Autria Calhoun meant to this place. I mean, honestly. Oftentimes,
it doesn't work without her.
Yeah, but oftentimes people come in and are like, all right, you know, I'm Mr. Ego. I don't need you. You guys understood what Autria meant to this place. And that doesn't happen every day.
No. You know, especially when you got to cut the check and pay the mortgage.
Right.
But Sean and I understood that it's this team and how can we help? So now it's this team plus Sean and I. And that's what we understood, that this team is already successful. They're already here. How can we improve upon it? Tell us what you always wanted to do. And if it makes sense, it'll probably make dollars. And we'll do that for you.
Yeah.
One thing I want you all to know, this building is safe in Amber's hands. I walked in the door. Okay, it's midwinter. You got some drywall guys doing some work. And she's all up on them. Look, it's cold outside. You're going to shut these doors because I'm in a hallway and I'm getting cold. So she is on them. She's running. She is the captain of the ship.
She is definitely the captain of the ship. And, I mean, she's more than just a gym. Like, you know, she works. She has five kids and she works daylight to dark.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's like if I'm like, hey, Amber, I'm in such and such. Me and Branson are doing this. I got somebody can't get in.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got it.
Yeah.
You know, like she's right there, and
that's what you need.
And,
right?
And you know, people hit up the Lebanon Health and Fitness Facebook Messenger, and I'll go to answer it. She's already answered.
Already on it.
She's already answered. I'm like, she is on her stuff. Like she, you know, and she's like us. She sees the same vision that me and Dallas see. She wants it to grow and she wants it to do good, and she just wants everybody to be happy. And if I don't care if you're in high school And I don't care if you're a senior or whatever. She wants to hold you accountable. You know, mm-hmm. hey, this is we want to make this a place for everyone.
J-Bo?
Yes.
So this is the part where I say, Amber, make sure you're listening right now.
Yes.
This is called leverage. This is called, I need a raise.
You think I'm that good?
This is called, I am the shit part of the show.
She is good. She knows.
And we basically just want to show her how much we appreciate her. And, you know, we want, in talking about Autry, how much we appreciate her. Taylor Wade, how much we appreciate her. Carly Clark, how much we appreciate her.
Yeah.
Pam Schaap, how much we, and I hope I'm saying your last name correctly, how much we appreciate y'all. Like,
if you're not saying it correctly, you're going to say it correctly after the show.
See it correctly after the show.
And the matriarch, Sue.
And definitely. Sue, thank you for building something and letting us be able to build upon what you have already built. Because when you walk up these steps, and I don't know if many people, when you walk up these steps, you're like, "Dad, wow." And you see the architecture.
Yes.
You know, in the hallway, and you can see the moon at night, and, you know, and I mean,
get it.
Look,
that's her.
I've seen this building before the apartments over here, and I've seen the building. She did this by herself.
Yeah.
She did this shit by herself. Excuse me. She did this She did this by herself. And so, yes.
So that's awesome. Now, look. We are where we are right now. If somebody's sitting on the couch, out of shape, a little depressed, wanting to know what I need to do to get my head on straight, where do they need to go? How do they get in?
We got you.
Where do they go? They start at Lebanon Health and Fitness Facebook page, maybe come in during business hours, see Amber maybe. And
I would say come in, see Amber, get a walk through the facility. Find a place that you're comfortable, and then if you haven't been in a fitness facility before, we encourage Amber, we encourage any of our instructors that it doesn't matter if it's one time or 12 times, they'll walk you through every piece of equipment, encourage you, give you advice. You're not hiring a personal trainer to do that. We're just doing that for you, okay? And we'll do that over and over and over until you feel as if, though, you can do it on your own, and all we got to do is root you on at that point. And we have 2-3 classes a day, and we're going to continue to add classes. I mean, we were talking about Laura Abel and my wife Chelsea,
yes,
offering a weightless barbell class called Open Bar, and they can go to Los Mariachis or Chasers afterwards.
Nice. And that's my kind of class. Open
Bar. We got you.
Sign us up, Woodyard. Sign us up, Woodyard.
Woodyard's probably going to start a kickboxing class soon. We were actually talking about getting a dance instructor and doing ballroom dance.
Nice. I like that idea.
Thank you.
Honestly, I love that idea.
We just want to make, look, we love fitness and we love bourbon.
And we love this community.
And we love this community. And so we just, you know, something that I put on the page about a kids class. And we're going to do a kids class. And the only reason we haven't went forward with it because we're in the process of right now renovating the gym to make it bigger. The kids class will consist of a lot of strength building. And in order for us to do that, we have to have more room in the gym because it's just not enough room for the kids as well. As far as the cardio part and the speed and the agility, we have that, but for the strength, we don't. And I think once we do have that kids class, and I promise you, we have invested money and time in things for the kids, for them, that I think that's going to be huge. So if anybody's listening here that do have children, I promise you, we are bringing that as well because right now, for the kids, they have practice, you know, and we wonder why our high school facilities aren't doing as well in practice. It's because all they do is practice, and after practice, they don't do anything else. Am I correct?
You're right.
After practice, what do our children do?
Go home, watch TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't build on their athleticism, and that's our goal. Our goal is, and you know, believe it or not, and I'm a parent, so I'm talking out of experience. If I do something with my son, like after practice or something, and my son, if I say, hey, let's go do this, I promise you he'll do it. Like, he won't say, hey, Dad, I'd rather go play this. No, he will literally go outside.
Yep.
He wants to do, like, you know. And so we want to offer that for our kids and just to build their future, you know, just not just leave it at practice and that's it after practice. Because you know, as athletes, for me and Dallas, we know that it takes more than just 2 days a week.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I agree, man.
Well, Jarge, you're so much more than tattoos, man.
Thank you.
Look, man, let me tell you something. We decided to get tattoos. One of us got a tattoo. The other backed out.
No, that's not true. See, Woodyard, don't let him fool you. So my tattoo guy still is still in the midst of design, right?
Okay.
Dallas, do you have tattoos?
He's about to show us.
Just one.
Yes. That's nice.
But that tattoo right there, look, that tattoo right there will never get old.
No.
So for anybody, look, as a tattoo guy, if you're ever going to get a tattoo, get something that means something, and it will never get
old. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
I got to give credit to my man, J-Bo, because, you know, we talked about tattoos and doing tattoos, and J-Bo hooked up with a great tattoo artist in Danville, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And
who was it,
J-Bo?
Oh, gosh, man, that was
many years ago.
It was like the chicken scratch guy, okay. Right?
Yeah,
but no, it's a legit. All right, sure. So pull it out here.
Man, I'm sweating, man. I can't get my hoodie up.
You got to pull it out of here.
See, my arms are bigger than his, Sean. So yeah. I don't want to embarrass him.
So no, it's legit.
I got the microphone.
Oh, in.
That's
really good. So no, it's legit.
See, that will never get old because this is what he does.
That's it.
And I remember running the bourbon. I'm sorry. I remember running the bourbon chases, and this is, you know, I've always been, what DJ is this? And I remember running the bourbon chases and coming around that Maker's Mark corner. We're always
that's
there.
It.
And
it was not.
He
J-Bone.
Was my highlight, man. He was my highlight.
Yes.
He was sitting there, you know, our guys coming in, because that's kind of like where we transition at. Hey, thank you for that, man.
Oh,
that,
man. I'm your hype guy, man.
Yeah, honestly, it's difficult for me to give J-Bo a lot of compliments.
I do that so I don't have to run.
Yeah,
I play the music.
No,
so
no, he is legit. He is legit. I am gonna get the tat, though. I promise you.
What's the tat gonna be?
So it's gonna be kind of a you know,
princess thing.
What the hell is that kind of? All right. So Woodyard, you talked about it, you know, something that means something, right? So it's gonna be faith, which is number one to me.
Number one,
and number two is family. So it's gonna be a combination of those two things. It's going to happen. It's going to probably happen right here, even though I don't have the bicep that you have.
Hey, I love that.
Faith,
faith, and family. Because, you know, family doesn't work without faith. I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, listen. We could talk. We could go this could be like a marathon episode of Two Shots. There's no doubt about it.
And the more we drink, you'll probably will listen a lot more.
No, listen. In summary, and I'll let J-Bo do his summary, but in summary, you two guys are like legitimate human beings. When I think about this show, J-Bo, I think about legitimacy.
Right.
And I think about Dallas Robinson and Sean Woodyard, and everything that's coming about is like these guys are legitimate.
Yes.
And take away everything that they're that's going on with the building, with the physical structure that we're in. These two guys are like legit.
They're brothers.
Yeah. So first and foremost, like, that's the coolest part.
Yes.
That's the coolest part. And everything that's led up to like us getting this whole new, brand new studio ready. We knew that. We kind of knew that going in, what kind of guys we were dealing with.
Yep.
And this very first show of Two Shots back, it just kind of reinforces that.
Heck yeah, man. I can't wait to get you guys in here individually so y'all can pick on each other without the other hearing. And, man, let's do that soon, Jim. Let's get them in here soon.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the cool part is that we just barely touched on
– barely.
Who is Dallas Robinson? Who is Sean Woodyard?
Right.
And so that's going to be cool. Yes. Because, you know, I'm excited. I feel like I know Dallas a little tiny bit. But I feel like once I get to do a show with Dallas, it's like, what? You did that? And then Woodyard,
Woodyard, I feel like I know you, but it's like I don't know you.
Yeah,
you know, and so right,
be
I'm
prepared.
Excited.
Be prepared for both of us. Be yeah, prepared.
So I'm excited about that. And so the cool part, man, I love you guys because you gave Two Shots a home.
Heck yeah, man.
All we did is gave you a place. Y'all made it a home.
That's cool,
like,
man.
You know,
we appreciate
like,
you.
Like, I really wish you could, y'all could view where we're at right now because it's they have made this an amazing place. Like, honestly, like, I'm sitting here looking at a barrel I think could fit
130 gallons.
More bourbon than I can ever
yeah.
130 gallons.
You know, it truly is a part of you.
And I'm looking at a Will Farmer. Shout out to Will Farmer. Man, this bobcat on this wall.
You are right.
Hey, this bobcat on this wall, man.
Did I tell you that? Did I tell you that? That was from Will?
No, I think...
Woodyard. So Woodyard was coming up. He was up here. And was like, I was telling him about it. I was telling him about this bobcat.
Will's,
like,
Will's a new father as well.
Ah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Hey, Will is a soldier. He took... He's getting right back on the bull. Like, hey, Will is a monster.
He's a real cowboy.
Yeah, he is. Hey, so, Will Farmer is a real cowboy.
The funny thing about Will, which is, J-Bo, you should know, this is my nephew. His dad, which died way too young, was a dirt track guy.
Really? A good guy.
Yeah, a great guy. He was a dirt track guy. He drove my wife absolutely bonkers because it scared her to death right. that he was out there on a dirt track. So for everything that he did out on a dirt track, Will is that as a cowboy.
Cowboy, yep.
Yeah. So Woodyard, you had sent him a snap or something about that and I told Will, I was like, man, when people see the bobcat,
right?
I said I'm going to tell them the cowboy. That put that in the
studio. That's right. Hey, look, we want to thank Preservation Distillery for the bourbon tonight that we're drinking. Waddy Boone and Sons, 9-year-old small batch bourbon. It's been fantastic, and it's
our
about
dude,
gone.
Matt Jackson.
We love Matt. Matt's my, I'm telling you, he's like a brother as well. He's the real deal. If you go to that distillery, he will take good care of you, I promise.
So we went on a tour this, I think it was in the fall. Matt did the personal tour.
For you guys.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. All right.
Am I allowed to shout out?
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Do it.
Hey, ISE, Kentucky Cooperage. I just want to shout them out. It's been amazing working for y'all. And for any of these distilleries out here that are paying attention to this, you won't get a better barrel from
you.
If
won't.
You don't get it from us.
Listen, I've heard a lot of things about you, Woodyard. As far as from a ISC standpoint, we're going to get into a lot of that when we do the show. I promise you,
I'm all for it.
Just buy the barrels from my boy Chad. Come on,
yes, Chad. Hey, but slow down a little bit,
though. Woo! Two shots, baby. J-Bo, give me some love, baby.
Thank y'all.
We're home, guys. We're home, man.
Love you guys.
Thank y'all.
Love you guys, man.
Got it, bro.
Hey, next show, y'all stick around, man. We are just getting fired up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Yeah,
throttle.
Yeah,
bring it on,
Turbo.
Good job, guys.
Hey,